Farmers remain optimistic about this year's prospects. Hello and welcome again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. The Ag Department released their latest crop production forecast report for September this week, and for Tennessee farmers, they're still optimistic that the dry weather in July and August will not hurt their yields that much. Joel Moore is with the Tennessee Ag Statistics Service.
The corn crop this year, we're looking at a yield of 124 bushels per acre, and that's down 4 bushels from our August forecast and down 16 bushels from the record high 140 bushels per acre that we had a year ago.
Moore says corn harvest has gotten well underway across the state, with now more than a fourth of the crop harvested. As for the outlook for cotton and beans,
soybeans, we came down a bushel from August from 40 bushels per acre to 39 bushels per acre, and that's also down 2 bushels from a year ago. And burley stayed unchanged at 1,900 pounds per acre.
This year's burley crop is estimated at over 32 million pounds. That's a 30% drop from last year because of a reduction of 7,000 acres planted. Now, there were some effects felt by farmers from Hurricane Katrina, but Moore says probably not enough to change the overall outlook.
I don't think we'll see the overall results until later on, but at this point anyway, it appears that we definitely needed the rain, and it should benefit the late-planted beans, but in terms of corn, it really didn't have much of an impact.
Now, already more than 10% of the soybean crop has been harvested. Some farmers have just started in cotton, and more than two-thirds of the tobacco crop is in the barn. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.